Hi, this is John calling from National Opinion Survey. I am conducting a survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, great. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Why?
Thank you. I appreciate your opinion, and I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November and 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yeah. No.
Okay. Okay, definitely. Okay, thank you for your opinion. And what is your age?
56.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
Yeah.
Do you use any number?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
10. Perfect. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Much more important, or somewhat?
Much more.
Just make sure. Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate your opinion. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat. Okay, perfect. Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Strong Democrat. Okay, perfect. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Will you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Understood. Thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Go ahead.
I'm very satisfied.
Okay. Understood. Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
About the same?
Yeah.
Okay. Understood. Thank you. I appreciate it. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two of the options I'm going to read to you. You can stop me anytime, so you can tell me that's one of the options that you select. The first on the list, it says creating more jobs and raising wages. Next, it says border security. The next one, it says in here, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. Next one, it
fighting
says
inflation.
Okay, perfect. Fighting inflation. And next one, it says reducing crime. Next, it says lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. The next one, it says making college more affordable and forgiving student debt. The next one, it says improving K-12 public school education. The next one, it says passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people. The next option, it says protecting abortion rights. And the last one, it says protecting the strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Start the top again.
Creating more jobs and raising wages, border security, combating division and racism, and then the list repeats just from what I finished, reducing crime, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Go back up. What would you say about racism?
Combating division and racism.
That one. That would be my second one.
Okay, the second one. Perfect. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is for Elisa Slotkin from 0 to 100. How, Elisa Slotkin, how would you rate her? Or if you have never heard of that person, remember, just let us know. So we
zero.
Move to the next one. Okay, zero. Thank you. The next one is for Joe Biden.
100.
Thank you. The next one is for Tim Scott.
Zero.
Thank you. Next one, Mike Rogers.
50.
Thank you. Next, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Zero.
Republicans in Congress?
50.
Thank you. The next one is for Hill Harper.
100.
The next is for Democrats in Congress.
80.
Thank you. The next one is for Jill Stein.
50.
Okay, thank you. The next one is for Kamala Harris.
100.
Next is for Donald Trump.
Zero.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I know this is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, Independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom will you vote? If you're undecided, you can say so as well.
Democrat Joe Biden.
Democrat. Okay, thank you. And do you happen to see the debate between President Biden and former President Trump on Thursday night? Would you say yes, a lot, yes, some, only a little, nothing at all?
I didn't see none of it at all.
Oh, all right. Understood. Thank you. And even though you didn't see the debate yourself, did you hear, read, or see something, see anything about a debate, for example, from friends or online?
I read probably 20 different newspapers.
I got it. And would you say a lot, some, only a little?
What?
That you read the newspaper?
I read the newspaper a lot.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And did what you hear, read, or see about a debate make you more or less likely to support Joe Biden for president? Would you say that makes it much more likely for you to support him, somewhat more likely?
More likely? Much more.
Thank you. All right. And what did you read, see, or hear that makes you more likely to support Joe Biden for president?
The facts that he communicated or attempted to communicate.
Understood, sir, and I appreciate your opinion. The next one is, did what you hear, read, or see about a debate make you more or less likely to support Donald Trump for president? Would you say much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely?
Much more or less likely.
Okay. Understood, sir. Thank you for your opinion. What did you read, see, or hear that makes you less likely to support Donald Trump for president?
The non-facts. Lack of facts.
Understood. Not a problem. Lack of facts. Sorry, just wanted to make sure on that one. Thank you, sir, for sharing your opinion. Mm-hmm. Lack of facts, you said. Let me see.
Hello.
I appreciate it. Lack of facts. Yes. And I would like you to, read to you some, others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? You may choose up to two. I'm going to start reading to you. Okay. Hello.
Okay.
The first one, it says Donald Trump getting elected president again.
Continue.
The next one, it says the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. The next one, it's it cuts to the social safety net like Social Security.
Nope, nope. Continue.
Mm-hmm. Stagnant wages and rising costs.
Nope. Continue.
Rising crime and violence.
Continue.
The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Continue.
The lack of quality education opportunities.
Continue.
A lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community.
Continue.
But that's the last one, sir. I'm sorry.
I think it's the first two.
Okay, the first two. Understood, sir. Thank you, and I appreciate it for that, sir. Before we finish... Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have it in front of me anymore. I'm sorry. And for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden will be better at dealing with that issue. I'm going to read the issue. You tell me if you think that Trump or Biden will will deal much better or somewhat much better with the issue I'm going to read to you. The first issue, it says, with rising crime and violence, do you think will Biden, Trump be much better at dealing with that issue? Just somewhat better or?
Biden.
Okay, will you say it much better or somewhat better, just to make sure about your opinion?
Somewhat better.
Okay, perfect. The next one, it says for the Supreme Court, rolling back rights and freedoms.
Who's going to be better or who's going to be worse?
Yeah, I mean, no. The question is the same. Will Biden, Trump be much better at dealing with that issue or just somewhat better? With the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
And dealing with that, Biden will be, well, it's a trick question.
I mean, there's no right or wrong answer, sir. It's just your opinion what we're trying to get. Will you say that Biden will deal with that much better, somewhat better, Trump will deal with that much better or somewhat better?
Biden.
Okay, will you say much better or somewhat? Okay, understood. Thank you for your opinion.
Yeah.
The next one, it says growing the U.S. economy.
Biden, much better.
Okay, thank you, sir. And next one is fixing the immigration system.
Trump
fixing the immigration Trump with, okay, not a problem. Somewhat better, Trump, not a, and the rise, and the next one is the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Biden would be much better.
Okay, thank you, sir, for your opinion. We appreciate that. The next one is tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
Biden will be much better.
Thank you for your opinion, sir. We appreciate that. Before we finish, generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him? Would you say that is that much more or less favorable or somewhat more or less unfavorable towards Biden?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Not a problem. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair? Would you say very fair, somewhat fair, somewhat unfair, or very unfair?
Very fair.
Okay, thank you, sir, for your opinion. I appreciate it. And since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African-American peoples. And generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with these statements? Would you say that you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you, sir, for your opinion. We appreciate that. And how often do you receive information about a war and politics from social media? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
Thank you, sir. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Would you say TikTok, Twitter, which is X, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or other?
Facebook and other.
Facebook and other. Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And switching gears a little bit, just the last few questions for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have complete?
Master's degree.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or single? Okay, sir. Understood. Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Moderate. Okay, perfect. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
About once a week.
I'm sorry?
Once a week.
Once a week. Okay. Thank you, sir. Just a moment. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
No.
None at
some,
all?
Huh?
Oh, sir? I'm sorry, what's your answer, sir?
What's the choice?
I said nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or not at all.
Less than half.
Okay, less than half. Thank you, sir. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you, sir. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you, sir. And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you. Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. I do appreciate your opinion. We do thank you very much for you participating. And once again, I really hope that you get to enjoy your weekend, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
Yes, sir.